Warm welcome if you're listening in to this teaching here today. We're delighted to have you with us, and we pray that Jesus does some wonderful things in your life as you receive his word. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's called the Heart of Christ today. And the heart of Christ. So somebody stirred me by saying this, that they wanted to get to the heart of Jesus. You know, it's one thing to know about him. It's one thing to believe in him. But to get right through to the very heart of who he is wonderful. And the Holy Spirit's willing to take us on a lovely journey there. Is that great? And so we're looking in and around Philippians there. For me to live is Christ. I'm not looking for another one. No, I'm not looking for another life. I've got the life, Christ. For me to live is him. Praise God. He's it for me. He's all in all. He's everything. In him I live, move, have my being. This is where the Holy Spirit wants us to be in the fullness of. Is he all for you? No, I mean, is he absolutely everything? Everything for you? Praise God, this is the real life. Nothing more important than him. Nothing bigger feature in your life than him. He, if he's the focus, the center, the delight of your life, you're in business forever. Glory to God. You're in what God has designed you to be in, whom God has designed you to be in. There's a lovely, by the way, Thursday nights we have a meeting here from 7:30, and we spend about an hour, a little bit more, looking into the Word, and you'd be well blessed to consider being a part of that. But I commend this to your heart. Here's what we were looking at last Thursday, 1 Corinthians 1:5. You were enriched in everything by him. This is what we took away from the meeting. You were, past tense, you were enriched in everything by him. Now what we're doing is we're discovering what God has given to us in his son Jesus. Namely, the enrichment of every area of life. Praise God. And we encouraged ourselves there and we said, you know, we can look at some parts of life and we think, well, Lord, this part of my life, it's not, I know it's not where it should be, where it could be. Well, you take that scripture, I have been enriched in this area of life. See, I came before him for some things, and I said, Lord, you've enriched me in this area of life, and so I'm going to receive the enrichment. I'm going to receive the enrichment into this area. I know that when I look at it, it seems poor, so I'm praying for the enrichment. Doesn't matter what the area of life is. Praise God! You were enriched in everything by him. You see, I've discovered that the very best enriched life I can have on this earth is Christ. Oh, the very, very best that I could ever have on this life is him, Christ Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful. Young people, older people, you can have the very best life in Christ Jesus in a love relationship with him. The very, very best. There is nothing better. To live, for me to live is Christ. To live him. Oh, to live him. What does that mean? Well, we've got, here's an answer. To live in everything that he is. To know his heart and to live in his heart. What his heart is for. What his heart is full of. Me, for me to live is Christ, is to live in this heart of Jesus. That's what the true life is all about. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm living from him who is in me. This is the marvel. We're not living off ourselves. No, 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 we can't produce any of the things of God. No, we live off him who's in us. We live on off him who is all in all at the center of our being. The Spirit of Christ. I mean, if you've got the Spirit of Christ Jesus, and the Scripture says there were one Spirit with him, powerful Spirit at the center of us. Powerful Spirit at the center of us that will cause us to end up in everything in Christ if we yield to him. It's so wonderful. Praise God. It says in Philippians 1:20, Christ will be magnified in my body. Christ will be magnified in my body. In other words, Christ in me becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger than everything. Christ will be magnified in my body. Hallelujah. This is the Holy Spirit, you see, giving us these truths so that we can get a hold of them and think, yes, Lord, I'm going to live in the middle of that. Christ magnified in my body. So he's going to be bigger than any challenge, any difficulty, any hardship, any pain, any disappointment, any delays. I've got the bigger one in me, Christ Jesus, who causes me to be over all these various things. Doesn't mean we won't have them. It means that we live victoriously. You can't go through this life without, I mean, you just have to live here, and that's the problem. Praise God. And so we need Christ Jesus to shepherd us through. Is that right? Praise God. Praise God. Now, everything out of, the question we're asking is, what is Christ's heart? That's the question we're asking this morning. How does his mind work? How does his thinking work? How does he approach things? Because everything from out of his heart brings life. So if I'm flowing with the heart of Jesus, I'm flowing in the life. So we'll let the Holy Spirit through the letter to Philippians going to help us here. Look at verse 5, Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, you could put heart there as well. Let this heart be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we have here the Holy Spirit helping us by showing us into the mind and into the heart of Christ Jesus so that we can have the same mind and we can have the same heart working through us. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. You see, the Scripture says we have the mind of Christ. Well, the Holy Spirit is going to start describing it to us here. Let this mind be in you. Let this be the way you think. Let this be your heart, which was also in Christ. Is it wonderful? Praise God. Now, let's have a look here at some of the expressions of the mind of Christ, of the heart of Christ. Verse 6, who being in the form of God, the Amplified says, who being one with God, Jesus and the Father, one. Jesus was living in, this is before he came to the earth, living in eternal glory. He was the center of all adoration and worship. He knew no pain, no sorrow, no tears, no death. He lived in eternal ease, love, peace, and joy in eternal paradise. Is that what he lived in? Verse 6 continued. He did, I'm paraphrasing it slightly because it's difficult language there. He did not hold on to his privileged position equal with God. Jesus didn't hold on to his privileged position equal with God. He was prepared to let all his personal comfort, privilege, and pleasure go in order to come to serve us. Wow. Wow, Jesus. I mean, he exchanged worship for beating, spitting, cursing, and flogging. He exchanged being known the heavens through for being a nobody. This is Jesus. You see, he found more pleasure in giving than receiving. He found more pleasure. Having done this, he found this so pleasurable to be giving more pleasure in giving than in receiving. So his lovely heart was to set his interests and his conveniences to one side in order to serve us. Wow. Jesus. I mean, for him to come to this earth, the ultimate horror for Christ to come to this earth. He set aside his personal tastes, his personal interests, his personal conveniences, one side in order to serve us. Now the Holy Spirit says, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ. I see, we're talking huge challenge here. But we're talking that which is going to bring us into far greater pleasure than holding on to our interests, pleasures, desires, and wants. We're going to find far, far greater pleasure. I don't know if you've found the same, but to give, it doesn't matter what way you give in, there is such pleasure in it. Oh, there's such pleasure in it. And Jesus wants that same heart. Let this mind, let this heart be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. So, the heart of Jesus will turn us out from ourselves to also consider others. This is what the lovely heart of Jesus does. Praise God. So Christ Jesus in you, he's looking to minister through you this lovely heart of his. Have a look at verse 4 in Philippians 2. He describes this. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. Is that lovely? Not only to look out, you are to look out for your own interests. It's not that I set everything, all my interests down. That's not what the scripture is saying. You are to take proper care of your own interests, our house, our home, our relationships, all in good order. But then we're turning out to the interests of others. Is that right? So by God's working in us, we see this wonderfully exampled right here among us. We see this lovely heart of Christ at work among us. Now, I've picked out a few things because there are those who come early to the meeting in the morning in order to have everything in place that the meeting can smoothly happen. Is that right? So they say no to an extra hour's sleep. Is that right? And as an extra hour can be quite pleasing in the morning. Is that right? They say no to that. And I've listed some of the things here. Helping in the children's worship area. You know, it'd be easy to say, well, actually, I'd prefer to have the time to worship and focus without having to. Can you see? This is the heart of Jesus, you see. The worship team, the work they do, and they're up and they're in early here because it's the heart of Christ in them that's working through them. The sound technical team, the CD copying, the table ready for the breaking of bread, sweeping the path outside and the steps, kitchen all in order and ready, opening the meeting, those that are ready to come here, prepare to open the meeting, working the overhead projector. And I mean, this is only some of the list. So we're seeing the beauty of this heart at work here among us. But we want to grow in this beauty. This is the heart of Jesus. The heart of Jesus is that I step down from my convenience to reach out to the help of somebody else. It's beautiful. This is the true heart of Jesus. Let this mind be in you at home, which was also in Christ. Now, do we spend a lot of time at home? So someone's shaking their head. They don't get too much time at home. But when we do get time at home, we do spend a good bit of time there, nevertheless. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So I'm looking to be servant at home rather than being served. This is challenging, but this is to get into the heart of Christ. Men and children, don't leave all the housework to the woman. Well, that's her domain. She can get on with all that. And I see here with the paper. No. Don't leave all the housework, all the chores to your wife, to your mother. If that's where you're living at home, to your guardian. There's washing up. There's cleaning. There's sweeping. There's vacuuming. It's gone very, very quiet here. There's ironing. There's mowing. There's tidying the garden. There's cooking a meal. There's handling the finances. Now, you've got to find where you know it would be a blessing if you step in and do something to help. I mean, it's no use stepping into some of these areas if that creates chaos in the house, right? But you're looking to say, look, you sit down, relax, I'll go and do it. I can see you're tired. I can see you've been through some stuff. Let me take over. This is the heart of Jesus. You see, the disciples were shocked when they saw this. Jesus putting on the apron, down on his knees, and washing the smelly feet. They were shocked. They said, you can't do this. You can't wash my feet. No, Jesus is showing the opposite of the kingdoms of this world. He said, unless I wash you, you can't be a part of me. Jesus said, I am among you as one who serves. Praise God. Find out what things you can do in the house that would be a help. Is it lovely? I went to a store and I saw one of these steam generating irons. And the lady was showing me this and go, steam went out across most of the department store. And I thought, wow, look at that. So I said to Shirley, I'd like us to get one of those. And she says it's the best move she ever made because I won't be parted from it now. I'm up there. And she's getting all the ironing done and she's really delighted. So, you know, find out what works for you. Now, it was lovely among some couples who the wife was the greater earner. I mean, have we got to be flexible today in how the income comes into our household? It all varies with different ones. And what was lovely was that the man took the chores off her. So if she was going to be out with the main earnings, he was taking the chores off so that she came home to a meal and came home to a thing. And this is so lovely. Is this the very heart of Jesus? Is to serve and to be just so lovely? See, Jesus said, I'm among you as one who serves. Jesus, beautiful. Praise God. If you live on your own, you could encourage somebody else, couldn't you? You could reach out. You could, I mean, we've only touched on the different areas that people love to serve. Some here love to serve in prayer. And they think about different ones during the week and they pray for them and so on. Man, is that lovely? Is that lovely? Setting aside some time to do this. Well, look at verse 7. This is the heart of Jesus. Total opposite to all pride. He made himself of no reputation. Of no reputation. Taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men. It says in the Amplified, he stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the role of a servant. Is it wonderful? Jesus, now on the earth, when he came to the earth, in the body of a man, no longer famous. So he stripped himself of all that. No longer famous. No longer at the top. Made himself of no reputation. You had to pay somebody good money to go with you and point out which was Jesus out of the crowd. Is that amazing? Praise God. In heaven, he's known by everyone. And he's at the center of all attention in unbroken worship, adoration. But as we sing, you laid aside your majesty and gave up everything for me. This is Jesus. This is the beautiful heart of Jesus. He made himself a nobody, coming as a servant, lowest position of all. You see, what does natural man want? To be at the top. Is that right? Is that what natural man wants? I want to be famous. Is that right? I want to be a celebrity. I want to have everybody all looking to me. I want to be at the top with fame, with wealth, and others all serving me. Is that what natural man wants? Jesus, the complete reverse. The complete reverse of spirit. It's wonderful. Matthew 20, verse 28 says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life a ransom for many. This is the heart of Christ who's in us. You see, this is who's in us. So this is as we educate ourselves to who is in us, we start to reproduce the beautiful heart of Christ. It's wonderful. So how is this beautiful spirit of Christ to be outworked in day-to-day life? Well, we've looked at some ways, but look at Philippians 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Wow. Nothing to be done through selfishness. What is selfishness? It's wrapped up in me and my program without giving due regard to anyone else. Well, it shows up in the traffic. Is that right? I'm in a rush. I'm in a hurry. My journey. Everyone else is an idiot. They don't know how to drive. And I'm pressing on to my. That's the world. Praise God. What about going out driving in the Spirit of Christ? You go ahead. You cross. I'm looking not only for my own interest to get to the place I'm going to. I'm looking for the interests of others. I'll pull over and give more room to him. I'll wait and let him pass first. Totally other spirit. Can you see it? It shows up in queues. Ever been in a queue? I mean, down the post office there the other day, and these, I mean, they must have been telling their whole life story to who was behind the counter. And you see, what spirit will I be of? What spirit will I be of there? Could they ever hurry up and shift out of there? Or considering others more important than ourselves. Father, help that lady to get her business through. Help her to get her account sorted out. Can you see? It's a very different thing. What about your TV program? Considering others more important than yourself and your program? You see, it's very practical. This living with Jesus is very, very practical. They say, no, you enjoy your program. Forget about mine. When you enjoy your one. I mean, what's a TV program? Goodness me. And I made a little sort of arrangement with myself that if anybody came to the house, the set was going off straight away, and they were getting my attention. And there was not going to be half them and half the program. You see? And the Lord will show us different ways. What about always wanting your way, your plans, without due regard to what somebody else might like or enjoy? And Shirley is a very gentle and a very compliant type of personality, and so I have to be very careful that I don't railroad over, because she very easily gives the ground a submissive heart, and so I've got to take care with the Lord that I don't quash or quench or anything like that. Let me give you a little example here. Of I was downtown, and I decided that I was due a little reward. And there was a lovely cream cake sitting in the shop, and I thought, well, that's the least I deserve to be blessed and to be rewarded with this lovely cream cake. So I went in anyway, and there was only one left. And this woman was sort of pushing in towards the counter and everything like that. And I virtually maneuvered her out of the way to get the cream cake. And she said, excuse me, she said, I was here first. And she got in, and I thought, well, there's my cream cake gone. My reward. She only wanted a sausage roll, so I was I was okay. But the Lord shows you. I mean, he just takes incidents of life and he says, well, have a look at that. Not to condemn, but to say, have a little look at self trying to push forward. Let us esteem others better than ourselves. Can you see it? The Lord's lovely in how he shows us things and doesn't condemn us. Look for that. The world's way is to build themselves up by pulling others down. I've got it right. Everyone else has got it wrong. Look for that which is better and commendable in each other. Oh, it's in there. It's in there. Somebody was telling me during the week that they asked the Lord to show them a particular person, and they said they couldn't take what the Lord showed them. The beauty of how the Lord saw this person was overwhelming to them. You see, his heart of love, compassion, acceptance, and strengthening and encouraging is so lovely. So look for what's commendable in another person. We've not walked in their shoes. We've not had their background. We've not had their struggles and their trials and their difficulties. And so we want to commend and bless other people. Is it lovely? I'm just finishing now. We're filled with the person Christ Jesus, who emptied himself of all privilege and advantage, made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, that we might all come into the privilege of heaven. He put us utterly before himself. And the Holy Spirit says, that's the same heart that's in you. That's the same Jesus that's in you. So his beautiful spirit in us, his lovely heart will work in us, putting the interests of others first. It's absolutely lovely. Because it's freedom, you see, to step down from yourself. Step back from yourself. It's the most wonderful freedom. Praise you, Jesus. He'll work his beautiful heart on the inside if you're willing. If you say, Jesus, I want the same lovely spirit coming through me that's in you. Giving us a true humility to take the lower position to serve another. Glory to Jesus. You'll find a joy in the heart of Christ Jesus beyond anything that the world can give. Praise God. Father, this beautiful spirit of your Son, this gentle, submissive, powerful spirit that set himself down for the blessing of everyone around him. Jesus. Jesus. Your lovely heart, Lord, is in us. Your beautiful spirit is in us. And Lord, more and more of your beauty will be seen in the way we handle situations in life and people around us, Lord. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray. Are we willing to learn? We're all willing to learn. Well, we're going to break bread. And if you're listening into this recording, why don't you break bread at home and have your time with Jesus?